to face it, or dropped off their perch. "Why is everyone suddenly so musical?" he said, using the term in its loosest sense, of course. He looked at the assembled wizardry, and then down towards the floor. "You've all got crepe on your shoes." The wizards looked at their feet with some surprise. "My word, I thought I was a bit taller," said the senior wrangler. "I put it down to the celery diet." The senior wrangler had a theory that long food, beans, celery, and rhubarb, made you taller because of the famous doctrine of signatures. It certainly made him lighter. "Proper footwear for a wizard is pointy shoes or good stout boots," said Ridcully. "When one's footwear turns creepy, something's amiss." "It's crepe," said the Dean. "It's got a little pointy thingy over the..." Ridcully breathed heavily. "When your boots change by themselves," he growled.
"There's magic afoot?"
"Ha ha ha, good one, senior wrangler," said the Dean. "I want to know what's going on," said Ridcully in a low and level voice, "and if you don't all shut up, there will be trouble." He reached into the pockets of his robe, and after a few false starts, produced a pocket thaumometer. He held it up. There was always a high level of background magic in the university, but the little needle was on the normal mark, on average, anyway. It was ticking backwards and forwards across it like a metronome. Ridcully held it up so they could all see. "What's this?" he said.
4-4 time," said the Dean.
"Music ain't magic," said Ridcully. "Don't be daft. Music's twanging and banging and..." He stopped.
"Has anyone got anything they should be telling me?"
The wizards shuffled their blue suede feet nervously.
"Well," said the senior wrangler, "it is a fact that last night, some of us, happened to be passing by the, mended drum..."
"Bona fide travellers," said the lecturer in recent runes. "It's allowable for bona fide travellers to get a drink at licensed premises at any hour of day or night. City statute, you know."
"Where were you travelling from, then?" Ridcully demanded.
The bunch of grapes."
"That's just around the corner."
"Yes, but we were tired."
All right, said Ridcully, in the voice of a man who knows that pulling at a thread any more will cause the whole vest to unravel. "The librarian was with you?"
"Oh, yes."
"Go on."
"Well, there was this music."
"Sort of twangy," said the senior wrangler.
"Melody-led," said the Dean.
"It was sort of... in a way, it
kind of gets under your skin and makes you feel fizzy," said the Dean. "Incidentally, has anyone got any black paint? I've looked everywhere."
"Under your skin," murmured Ridcully. He scratched his chin. "Oh, dear, one of those. Stuff leaking into the universe again, eh? Influences coming from outside, yes? Remember what happened when Mr. Hong opened his takeaway fish bar on the site of the old temple in Dagon Street? And then there were those moving pictures. I was against them from the start. All those wire things on wheels. This universe has more damn holes in it than a quirm cheese.
Well, it... Lankra cheese," said the senior wrangler, helpfully. "That's the one with holes. Quirm is the one with the blue veins."
Ridcully gave him a look.
"Actually, it didn't feel magical," said the Dean.
He sighed. He was 72. It had made him feel that he was 17 again. He couldn't remember having been 17. It was something that must have happened to him while he was busy. But it made him feel like he imagined it felt like when you were 17, which was like having a permanent red-hot vest on under your skin. He wanted to hear it again.
"I think they're going to have it again tonight," he ventured. "We could go along and listen in order to learn more about it, in case it's a threat to society," he added virtuously.
That's right, Dean," said the lecturer in recent runes. It's our civic duty. We're the city's first line of supernatural defence. Supposing ghastly creatures started coming out of the air."
"What about it?"
said the chair of indefinite studies.
"Well, we'd be there."
"Yes, that's good, is it?"
Ridcully glared at his wizards. Two of them were surreptitiously tapping their feet, and several of them appeared to be twitching.